We are so excited to have in our studio Jason David Frank, the Green Power Ranger. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're in town for Wizard World, obviously.
Yes.
So you're at the show all weekend long. Do you get to get out, or are you there inside all weekend signing autographs, doing speeches?
I get out a little bit. I visit Rosemont a lot. I'm an iFly instructor up there, the wind tunnels. So I go there and visit fly and stuff like that. So.
You are sitting in a room with Stephanie Menendez and Kristen Decker and myself. We did the iFly for the first time, a couple months ago, girls?
Yeah, 2 months ago.
Nervous to do it.
Yeah. No, I know. I skydive too. I got like 1,400 jumps, but it's indoor skydiving is a good place to practice, and it's fun for the kids and everyone. And you know, kids can't go skydiving, but you can, you know, inside the iFly. So I go there a lot, and it happens to be right next door. To where I'm at and stuff. So I get out to Chicago a lot. I like it. I like it here. Like you were saying, the food, architect, everything is just beautiful.
We love having you here.
Yeah,
and Wizard World is huge. I mean, it's not even a cultural phenomenon anymore. Everybody goes. Stephanie, you bring your daughters. You guys dress up. This is all ages.
That's right. Do you know what I think is so awesome about Wizard World and comic conventions is that it used to be that the nerds of the world were nerds, right? They weren't people made fun of them. But now, hey, the fact that I'm going to tweet out that I'm sitting next to Jason David Frank,
huge.
Like I get so many likes, so many shares.
So you can't even get tickets anymore. You got to buy tickets to Wizard World and the Comic Cons too.
Yeah,
way in advance. You can't just walk up and say, "Oh, I'm here. I'm going to see if I can get in," which is really cool.
Yeah, we do. Wizard World most of the cons we do have a certain people that walk up and you know get tickets and stuff like that, but it is one of those things that you need to plan, it's exciting because Comic Cons are not what everyone thinks they used to be. This is a whole different thing, and you say the geeks and nerds and all of us, it's not, we don't need to hide anymore and hide the comic books, stuff like that. I mean, this is something that is, I've been part of this world for years, and when I first started, and still now, it's fun. Like, and literally, you can come to my table and you get something. If you don't, I don't care. This is a hobby for me, and I'm building such a huge fan base. I reach 20 million people a week through my Facebook page. I want to make sure they're happy and they're taken care of, and that's why I don't do appearance fees with these shows. If you want to get something, cool. If you don't, I want my fans to be happy, and that's the reason why I have a really huge draw in the Comic-Con scene is, you can go there and come see me. It ain't about money or anything else,
It's so cool, and it's such a rare phenomenon these days because normally, I mean, your fans don't get this unbridled access to you.
Yeah.
You know, they can come up and talk to you and get geeked out, which is really nice, and you don't see that often.
No, and you know what? One of the things I love about your Facebook page, I did, I'm not going to lie, I totally creeped on you.
She did. Well, she's been stalking you.
That's normal. I think that's normal now,
But, you have this relationship with the Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
So you guys are workout buddies. Now, that's something that I would be terrified to go into a gym with that guy.
Right.
But how is it? What's that experience? Are people staring at, oh my God, it's the Green Ranger and it's the Incredible Hulk? Are people afraid of you guys? Do people come up to you?
I think
they put up like velvet ropes at the gym.
Right.
Around them.
No, I mean, it's, we're like the green team. I'm the Green Ranger. He was the green guy I used to watch on television as the Hulk. And, I never would imagine that I'm close to all these guys. Like Bruce Campbell's a friend of mine. But, the thing is that we don't really talk about their stuff that they used to do. It's just non-acting stuff, kind of. We're in the green room, and it's just like, hey, let's go work out. Okay, sure. And then, I was thinking, oh, man, I got to work out and do what he does. It was good, I hung, so that was a good thing. I got my shoulders a little hurt. I didn't want to say anything and complain. How does it feel? I'm like, good.
It feels good. No pain at all. You're going to laugh. On a much smaller level, Mr. T goes to my gym, too, and I'll see him sometimes, and I kind of pull the whole Will Ferrell, 999,000. He's like, oh, can I spot you? I'm like, yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good for today. Thanks, though,
T. That's funny.
And then he proceeds to call me Angela, so instead of Andrea. So I just answer. It's Mr. T, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start stuff. But are you amazed at, I guess, the longevity? I mean, we all grew up with Power Rangers. It was a whole different generation. And now it's reaching, it's adults, it's kids.
Yeah.
Are you amazed just at the cultural phenomenon that Power Rangers has kept over the years? Because normally, whatever it might be, whatever pop culture
yeah.
it might be. But this has been lasted for years and generations too now.
Yeah. I was talking to a few people last night, the movie industry, and they were talking about the Power Ranger thing. And I think they were asking me, like, why is your character most popular? They do these shows all over the place. They see my fan bases because I started the original and then I left for a while. I went back as Dr. Oliver 10 years later and then I left. And then I went back 2 years ago to Nickelodeon. So I have three different generations, the people that grew up with it and then, you know, the Dino Thunder people that are 10 years younger. So my age group is from, well, they're you know, the diehard fans make their kids watch it anyway, so yeah.
It's okay, we're in our 30s, you know, it's okay, you can say.
Well, but the thing is, you know, like I'm 42, and when you are 30, that's acceptable because you're 10, so my age group goes to my age,
right?
So I have people that are my age going, man, I grew up watching you, and people are like, okay, cool, wait a second, how'd you grow up watching him, you know? But it's just
right.
what they say,
yeah,
you know. And so the age group is huge. Little kids are so amazed when they come up, and because their parents train them very well on what Power Rangers is all about.
Yeah. Stephanie's doing that with their daughters,
it's true.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They like Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, this is what Power Rangers is all about, you know? And then we have the movie, which is next year, which is going to be huge. And I was telling everyone last night at dinner, a lot of the 50, 60-year-olds that might not know what Power Rangers were. How do they recognize you with the mask on? Well, we had masks off, too. Not just the whole entire time. But next year when the movie comes out, you know, because Elizabeth Banks, Bryan Cranston, I mean, it's $160 million movie.
She's directing it, right?
No.
Or is she starring in it?
Yeah, she's starring as Rita Repulsa.
Oh, and, great.
So, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Like, the world has not yet. This has just begun.
Yeah.
The Power Ranger stuff has just begun because there's so many different things that we're doing and Saban's doing and so many surprises next year. And it's just the start of it. Like, people now are like, how do you feel? It's not even started yet.
Yeah.
And then when I say that, you will see next year and be like, oh, he's right. It's right. Every theater around the world, and it's going
to
be huge again.
And you're able to, as I guess, keep it going, too. I'm sure you do a lot of your own stunts as well, but with the CGIs, I mean, it just adds so much to it. I mean, going to the theater is unlike anything that we even saw as kids now. I mean, it's a major production, right?
And the expectations of doing movies. I have friends that want to do movies on such a lower budget, but we are so trained to see these $150 million movies, and we're picking out the parts like, that doesn't look real. It's like, come on. Like, I'm right. like everyone else. Like, right. he should have done this, but do you know how much that shot cost? You know what I mean? And we, as, you know, just spectators, expect so much from what the world's going to give us. So sometimes people are let down because it's not what it used to be, or sometimes they're just over the moon and going, wow. So it really all depends how reboots go. I know Power Rangers and Saban's trying to reach to the whole different generation and making both sides happy. Your kids, a good movie, your kids and yourself can watch.
Right.
You know, there's no reason going R with the movie. PG-13, okay. But, you know, there's no reason to go R's with movies. So,
no, absolutely not.
You know, especially in this gym, just because we're Power Rangers, you know. So you can't quote me on that because I don't know much, but from what I gather and from who I talk to, I'm pretty sure that's where they're leaning.
How does it feel to be the Power Ranger that's, I guess, the most popular, the most emulated? You know, every kid wants to be the Green Power Ranger. How does it feel playing that? I mean, you're Superman, basically.
Man, it feels good. I tell you, I've done a lot of shows with William Shatner, and I asked the same thing, like, for him. Like, how does it, you know, feel being Captain Kirk, man? All these reboots, generations of Star Trek and this new movie. It doesn't matter how many movies and how many shows. He's the Shatner.
Right.
He's
It's true. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, cool. Who's a William Shatner? So when I do shows with him, I look around and we joke around. It's like the Shatner of Rangers. You know, you think of Rangers like, oh, yeah, Jason A. Frank, the original, you know.
Yeah.
For now, until 20 years from now, you know, you slowly start tapering off, like, you know. Because, I mean, I grew up watching some of the shows. So, you know, when I see Adam West or Burt Ward in the original, my dad used to watch the old school Batman. So in my head, I still think Adam West is Batman, but that has all changed now because all the newer stuff. I don't, you know, I think now Ben Affleck.
Right.
So it takes time for people to, my character's never been rebooted or regenerated, which I'm sure in the Power Ranger movie, you know, you're getting older when you get rebooted, but it's still a good thing.
Who did you emulate when you were a kid? Who were your heroes?
Well, I think, you know, I was in karate my whole entire life, and my karate teachers were that, and my dad was a black belt, and it just, I was in the dojo all the time, you know, and watching Bruce Lee, and I used to watch Knight Rider, and I watched all the people I do shows with. Like, when you say, you know, come here, join us. Like, I'm on a panel and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, my mom's watching me. It's like, I used to watch Chips. I'm on the panel with them. I used to watch Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard. Oh, got a good relationship with John. I talked him through emails. Like, all these shows I used to watch, you know, and I just sit there and you're like, wow. I don't say anything. Oh. I just act cool, you know. Like, yeah, yeah.
They probably feel the same way about you, though. I'm sitting up here with Jason, just act cool, bring it together.
You don't know how many celebrities, like, as it on Power Rangers. You know, Tom Hanks had his kids there. Like, rumor, Demi Moore's daughter used to call set all the time, and now they're all just growing up,
right?
So now, you know, like Dean Snyder. With his son Jesse. Jesse just texted me today. He's got a new record out, and Dean Snyder is like, "Hey, man, I want to thank you for everything you've done for my son." And, you know, Power Rangers, it's so weird to hear that now, you know, and it's at that age where people are now, you know, they're all growing up and you can express yourself through Comic-Cons. You can go and meet who you want to meet, do what you want to do. And it's a fun thing for kids, even if you just people are dressing up. Like, even your kids that are dressing up, right, as Spider-Man?
That's right. My 5-year-old, 1-year-old girls are both dressing up as Spider-Man.
And other kids would look at that and go, wow, that's so cool. So they inspire other people to do stuff like that, you know? So you don't need to dress up because you don't have to. But if you want to, this is the place to do it. Or Halloween. Your choice.
Right. Absolutely. It's so cute, too. And you have a 12-year-old daughter, which we want to talk about as well, who is, you know, one of your biggest fans in life, but not so much on social media.
Yeah, yeah. She's actually 13, so I want to make sure I correct
that. Okay, right. Oh,
she just had a birthday, 13, so she'll kill me if she knew I said 12. But, yeah, she's 13. She's on social media. We follow each other. Like, I was watching Sylvester Stallone's you know, page, and I just love his relationship with his daughter. He just annoys her, and that's what I do with Jenna too. Like, I just annoy Jenna like all the time, and it's just one of those relationships where she'll get the fans, but she'll never post me on her page. But she'll be like, "Hey, send a post out for me," you know, or she'll be like, "You better not post that." And I'm like, "Why?" She's like, "My friends follow you," you know. And I will. She will track me down, screenshot something, and be like, "You need to take this off your page," you know. And yeah, she's very like that. So we did go through that point where I was like, "I'm done. I'm unfollowing you." You know, like we're at a table, we don't talk just like that. And she, what? Did you unfollow me? Right? I'm not talking, Jenna. Well, then I'm unfollowing you. We're like two little kiss. Fine. Later on, will you follow me again? Fine. I'll follow you.
It's like
you
a know? Friendship. It's becoming a friendship
Let
now,
me
which
update
is cool.
My, yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. Like, I want to be able, the guys she, you know, then trust and go to, because the way it is now with social media and everything going on, it's so much different than when we grew up, you know. And when you tell a kid a story like walking uphill in the snow and I had no shoes, but when you tell a story, that's what you have to tell kids now. Like, you know what? I used to have to get up and change a channel. You know what I mean? What do you mean? You know, or like we had cords that were connected to the phone that was like, huh, phone cords? What? You know, yeah.
Totally.
We had boom boxes that we used to have to carry like this, but now we don't have to. Huh?
What?
Sounds so unrealistic.
Right.
But it's true. You know, so stories are changing and technology is definitely changing.
So does she, I mean, she knows you're the Green Power Ranger. She knows this is your job. Has she come with you to Wizard World conventions? How does she react when the fans come up to you and say, is she like, oh, it's my dad?
Yeah.
Or is it, oh,
yeah.
Dad?
Yeah, you cool
yeah,
dad?
Yeah.
Or,
no, it depends.
Oh, man,
this depends.
Me.
This is one of those things where it's all in her favor. All right, she'll go to a social media con. Like, I've worked with some of these social media boys before, and girls are going crazy for them. So she'll go to these social media cons to meet these, you know, boys and stuff. So she don't want me around. And then I get a FaceTime call. It's FaceTime. "Hi, Jenna. It's me, Dad. Hey, he's a big fan, and I told him you're my dad. Say hi." And I'm like, "Hey." And he's like, "Oh, dude, you're so awesome." And she's like, "Okay, cool. Thanks, Dad. Bye." Click. And I'm like,
"You're like, yeah, stay away from my daughter.
Yeah,
touch her,
pretty
and
much.
The Green Power Ranger's coming over there."
So, and then at school, I told her the other day, I said, "Oh, now I'm cool at school." She's like, yeah, this year you're cool at school. You know, so it's like, it's one of those things. And she gets teased a lot, you know, about the whole, "Your dad's a Power Ranger." I'm like, "Jenna, they just do that because they tease." Jenna's got, you know, 14,000 people on Instagram through herself. She just, you know, hustles and does her own stuff. And so, yeah, but it is that type of relationship. It just depends on the day and what she wants. That's the thing.
You know what's cool, though?
"I love you. By the way, this new phone." Oh,
you know what's cool, though? To see you talk about your daughter, it's so amazing. And by giving her that empowerment, you know, you're showing her as a dad and as a role model for millions of people that she can do whatever she wants to do. She can be whatever she wants.
Oh, yeah.
She can be the next Power Ranger if she wants to.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really cool.
I install that into her. You know, and just for simple reasons. I mean, I don't. you know, nothing wrong with drinking or anything like that, but just 5 years ago, I just stopped because she annoyed me. It had nothing to do with anything else. She's just annoying. So I told her, fine, 5 years, you know, I said, I don't drink. But if and when you ever drink, that's when, no, I don't want you. Okay. All right. I'm just saying, you know, so there's things that, because she tells me I'm her role model and stuff like that. So it's like, you're like a role model to me and you can't do this and that. So every millions of fans, it makes me walk that straight line.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I like that accountability partnership that I have.
We are so excited for you to be here. Thank you for spending time with us and sharing, you know, about your family and everything. Yep. It's Jason David Frank, the Green Power Ranger. You're here all weekend at Wizard World.
Yes.
And come back and visit us. Chicago loves you.
I sure will. Thank you. I will. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
We'll see you there, huh?